This is Vatican Radio and I am Lydia O'Kane. A 55-year-old man in central China has died from a new strain of bird flu. His death brings to 27 the number of deaths from the mysterious H7N9 virus. Scientists say the virus, which has infected 126 people in China, is a threat to world health and should be taken seriously. I spoke to Glenn Thomas, communications officer at WHO, about what is being done to contain it. Talk to us about the threat of this virus.
It's obviously with any emerging outbreak and any new virus which is affecting humans for the first time, it's a great concern. We know that we have seen in the last couple of weeks or month or so more than 100 people falling ill with this new virus, H7N9. So that is obviously a very of concern for us, and we're taking this very seriously. We're keeping closely monitoring what's happening, trying to understand and investigate how this disease is, how this virus is spreading. And we're working with a network of partners to try and really get an idea of how we can, you know, putting measures which can help prevent and control and stop people from falling ill.
It must be difficult when there's a new virus. It must be difficult to know how to treat it, as it were. Tell me, with that in mind, have the people that have been affected, are they responding to treatment?
What we know is that there are certain people. There's people who are falling. The Chinese have actually categorized different levels of severity of the illnesses that people have suffered as a result of this infection. And we know that there are some mild cases, there are some cases which are very severe, but in terms of the prognosis and in terms of the outcomes of those who've been infected, some people have recovered and have been discharged from hospital. At the moment, we are still seeing, about 75 people still hospitalized of the 126 people that have been infected with this virus. Of those 126, we've also seen 26 people discharged from hospital. But, of course, there's also concern about the number of people who've died as a result of this, and we've seen over 20 deaths as a result of this virus. So, I mean, that's a great concern for us. That's, one in five people who've been affected with this virus have died. So it's something that we are watching and I'm very concerned about.
What about the risk of the virus spreading from human to human? Is that a risk?
We can't rule it out, but at the moment we are not seeing any sustained human-to-human transmission. But, I mean, this is one of the key areas of our work, is to understand how it is spreading from animals to humans and to actually analyse and look at a couple of places where there's been a cluster of infections, where in a certain small family unit or a community there's been an element of transmission which has resulted in one or two or more people with this virus. And from our initial investigations, we know that it doesn't seem easily to spread between humans to humans, if at all. But at the moment, we have no evidence that it has spread from human to humans. It could be the fact that two people in the same family were exposed to the same virus in an animal or in an environment, and that's how they caught the disease or the virus. So at the moment, we have to watch it, we have to monitor it, we have to keep on guard to see how this virus develops, if it does develop further, and if so, the necessary actions that we need to take to stop it from going further.
Who's most at risk from the virus? Is it young people? Is it old people?
There's a wide age range of people who've been infected. We've had very young people, toddlers who are a couple of years old. We've had also very old people who've been infected. What we do know is that it does seem to be more prevalent in men, and also more prevalent in older people.
Do we know where this pandemic is actually stemming from?
We know that the Chinese have done some actions which appear to have had an impact in reducing the follow-on effects of infection. For example, from a team of experts did go to visit China, I think a week or so ago, and they were looking at some of the markets, the live markets where animals are sold. And what we know is that after some of these markets were closed as part of a measure, that there was a drop in infections 10 a day, a week or so after. So that, again, is not something that we can directly apportion to the closure of a market, but it's certainly something that gives us an idea that perhaps this is one of the areas where prevention measures can be implemented to focus on hygiene and handling of birds, etc., in those markets. But more information is needed, and the team that are doing this research will be looking at markets and environments and many other factors to try and really pinpoint where this pandemic, the source of this pandemic is.